covering more leaks than Exxon, it's Boss Barrel Radio. $2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water.
How much it costs?
$2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water. $1 water.
Hey guys, I'm Griff Hoffman, and with me, as always, Jeff Brewer.
Global warming was created by the government.
And James Scherer.
I'm a little duck covered in oil.
Aw, you're adorable. Can I just want to scrub you with some Dawn?
Listen, the ducks are in on it, man. You gotta kill them. The Exxon Valdez was just doing mankind a favor.
Weeding out the weak.
Damn straight.
Hey guys, it's almost E3. It's E3!
I'm doing well, man. It's weird to record in the morning. I feel like I'm more excited about E3 than Jeff is, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
It is a weird thing. I have no hype for E3 right now. I feel like there's nothing they can give me. Like,
yeah, there's
they've already announced the stuff that I care about.
That's true.
Because everything you love has been taken away.
Everything I love has been taken away.
Yeah, when Nintendo died.
You talk about that at the end, Griffin. I need to check the Metacritic score right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, do you want to do that right now? You want to check in? See how it's sitting?
Sure, let's do it, yeah.
Okay.
I've got to catch up on them bets.
That's right. So,
wait, are we checking Star Fox or are we checking...
No. Star Fox is settled. That's old news, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're checking. So we bet on Mirror's Edge a couple weeks ago.
Cataclysm.
What the review scores would be.
The Metacritic, and specifically.
Yes. Well, I'm looking at the Mirror's Edge. Did we say Catalyst specifically? Can I average in the old Mirror's Edge scores? Well, anyway, so we bet on the review scores for Mirror's Edge Catalyst. And last we checked, Griffin's bet was the closest for the Metacritic average. But I told him that we should only use the PC score because no other platforms matter.
Exactly. Very true. I mean, what are we recording on right now?
Exactly. It's the only way to play.
Yeah.
All right, so Mirror's Edge PC has 76, and we count that for 3 times as much as all the other ones. PlayStation 4 has 70. Ooh, okay. All right. So we got 73 average thus far, and 72. Oh, man.
The PC Master Race completely trumps the other systems, so that the PC grade should count as 3 times the consoles.
It doesn't just trump them. It Donald Trumps them.
You're fired. Your shitty opinion.
You're hired.
Donald Trump would be a PC player, wouldn't he?
Get the fuck out of my office. So, Griffin, you won.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he's dead.
And he's gone.
Seriously?
No.
Griffin, how much porn are your family members streaming at 9
I'm
in the morning?
I'm here alone.
Oh, you're back.
Griffin, how much porn are you streaming?
This is
You do not have to be you don't have to be at full attention to do this podcast, you know.
You don't know what I need.
I'm just getting weird Griffin noises.
Huh.
Just one night in Paris on constant loop.
But he's seeding it. He's been seeding it since, like, 2003.
Yeah, since it came out. So, Griffin, you won for Mirror's Edge. So, at some point in this podcast, maybe we should just choose a time. Like, the winner gets to just interrupt the podcast at any moment.
And
be like,
and Kanye
I want my 3 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you finish. But I want to bet that I get to talk about video games for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Would you like that honor, Griffin?
I think that's fine. I think we can work with that.
All right. I'm into it.
I mean, I feel like this podcast specifically because of its E3 focus is going to be a lot of us just kind of talking about our interests. So, buckle up,
assholes.
Be prepared for Jeff to talk about Japanese things. And everyone else to roll their eyes.
I love Japanese things, but the PC is the most serious.
Hey, you know what? Practical Japan's product coming around. All their shit's coming to Steam, so I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, there's a lot of good Japanese stuff that you can only play on Steam.
Exactly.
Really?
Like graphic novels that show, like, boobies and stuff.
Well, you can play them on the Vita, but, I mean, does anyone, can anyone play the Vita?
Summer Vacation? Like, what was it? The VR game?
Oh, Summer Lesson?
Yeah.
Why is it always a lesson?
Because they've been naughty and you need to teach them a lesson.
Okay.
They didn't show the punishment portion. but anyway, since we got some E3 stuff to talk about, do you want to talk about video games you played first, Griff? And
yeah, you got a big old list. Let me just quickly talk at you about what I played.
Yeah, yes. I have one thing to add, but I'll do it after you.
How is everything holding up now? Is my internet stabilized since I shut down all my torrents?
Yeah, okay.
You sound great.
Great.
You can grab Debbie Does Dallas afterwards, man. It's all right.
Yeah.
She's going to do Dallas anytime.
She's been doing Dallas since 83.
I need to... No.
Dallas has been done. Dallas is well done.
Well done, Dallas. Well done. I'm actually seeding the prequel. Dallas takes Debbie to dinner.
It's like when they're a little older and they're like, you know, they're putting their crazy life behind them and they're trying to settle down and have kids. But then addiction rears its ugly head.
W does Dallas, but there's no life in those eyes.
Yeah, so I finished Doom since last we played, and I thought I was almost done. And it just kept going and going and going, and not in a bad way. Like, I was just like, holy shit, I can't believe that there's another level, and this one is just as good as the last. And, like, the crazy just gets amped up to a different degrees.
To 11.
That's right. It's 666.
How butt rock does The Rock get?
It is some of the fucking best music. I put it in the end of the last podcast.
Oh, nice.
Which is like, it's like a variation on the E1N1 theme. And, man, it's one of those games where I don't put headphones in or anything like that. Like, I'm always listening to that music because it just drives.
Yeah, I mean,
you would like Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
I think it's the only game where that music could just really work and not be even remotely offensive. Like, in any other context, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I hear if you play the game backwards, it does tell you to worship Satan.
That's awesome.
Love it.
That's super awesome. What happens if you play the game with a DDR pad? I hear that's pretty hot right now.
You get a Twitch channel.
Okay. Yeah, you get a partnership.
Yep.
That's awesome, though. I'm really glad to hear that it's held up, because it sounded like...
It sure did hell up.
Oh!
Whoa. Whoa.
Damnation.
Whoa.
You sounded like you were initially a little bit fatigued because it kind of took a turn towards more like just arena combat, like. Mm-hmm. But did it stay that way throughout the rest of the game, or like how did that go?
Well, no, on
some level, even the early levels are just arenas.
Yes.
They're really well designed arenas that are incredibly fun to play. But you do walk into a room and then enemies spawn. That's just how it goes.
Yeah. Mm. And then I was fatigued, or I wasn't really fatigued by it. I was just kind of like, when I experienced it, it was late, and I was like, I just can't do this right now. This level design doesn't make sense for me. And then I played more. It kind of got to me. And then it ping-ponged around of back to corridors and then open arenas. So it maintained a very nice balance through the end.
Nice. I'm glad to hear it. I once I get a new graphics card, I'm definitely going to grab that.
Mm. You do have a PlayStation 4.
What is that? Can that run video games?
Mm. Your graphics card can handle this fine.
Oh, really? A 670 can?
Yeah, in 1080. In 1080.
Okay.
I would guess.
All right.
At like medium, maybe low. I don't know. But you should be able to play it and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I considered grabbing it on PS4, but I've been very not so big on grabbing stuff for PS4. I don't know, there's certain things that I would play on console, but I think I still prefer a game like Doom to have a mouse keyboard set up. Like, I wouldn't really wanna use a controller for that.
Hmm.
That's just me.
No, that's fair.
So But yeah, but I'm excited to hear it's good because I really want to get into it. You've played a bunch of it, right, Jamie?
Not a huge amount. Overwatch has really been like stealing the spotlight from it. Not that it's not that it's I mean, it's an incredible game. It's just like I've squeezed in levels like in between Overwatch sessions. And recently, I mean, yesterday, instead of doing that, I was playing Kirby. So I'm going to finish it. I absolutely adore it. I think it's like it's as exciting to me as Wolfenstein was, but for different reasons. And I'm just really pumped to play it.
That's exciting to hear. I'm ready to grab it whenever I need to scratch that shooter itch, and Overwatch has lost its luster.
I don't think that's going to happen, man. I think the initial shine for me has already worn off, but it's still really fun. Every day.
So I got some questions for you guys on Overwatch. Since you're playing on PC, are you seeing that kind of shift towards the people exploiting the exploitable characters like McCree? Or is there enough people out there playing that don't really play at that skill level?
I would say, I'll hop in on this one, why not? I would say that you see it a little more, but I think that there are so many players and the matchmaking is good enough. I think
matchmaking is amazing on PC.
Yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily always amazing. Like sometimes they pop you into games where you just like smoke the other team or the other team completely smokes you, but they're good about rebalancing you a lot. Go ahead, Jamie.
I don't know if you've noticed this, Jeff, but I noticed that. So when I start my session and I jump in, the first game is usually the game where either I just decimate the other team or they decimate me. And then as I continue to play, like it puts me into matches that are appropriate for me. Have you noticed that as well?
I would say to some degree, yeah. It sometimes it'll start ping-ponging. Like I feel like you'll get in the middle of the session and then you'll just feel like you're being thrown around between really good players and really terrible players.
Yeah.
But I've had so many matches that felt close. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. Just yesterday, you remember there was one really good guy that in our 12 person group that we were playing 6v6, and the game kept switching him back and forth between our team and the other team.
And
that's so goddamn smart. It's like, do other games do that?
I would say they probably do, but I think they're doing a good job with balance, and I think that the fact that it is a team shooter, it serves to mitigate a lot of those issues. So like, yeah, there might be one guy who's smoking your ass, but unless you have like six really good players that are grouped, I think that your odds of getting put against a team that is just completely unstoppable are pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always do a little bit of something. The one thing I have noticed is there's slowly been like creeping in. There's been assholes who like to spam nonsense in chat, but I feel like the chat is receptive enough to like one of us like just making fun of them and being like, "You sound like an idiot. Don't do that."
So we were playing a match
or voice chat,
text chat. Not voice chat.
Yeah. You guys have time to type while you're playing Overwatch? Jeez.
Well, you queue in lobbies for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then when you respawn and stuff, and when you're waiting to res. But a couple days ago, Jeff and I were playing with some other people, and there was this guy on the other team. I was playing real bad, but I was playing Bastion, so even though I was playing real bad, I was still owning a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so pissed. And in response to this like he was fuming in the chat. In response to this, another random person on our team was like, "We have to go all Bastion, please, right now." And so we all went Bastion.
Well, that's great.
And it was perfect.
It was so much fun. Yeah. We won one round too, with all Bastion. Yeah, and then we got
the worst team comp ever.
It was so great though. Go ahead, Griffin, sorry.
Well, I was just kind of curious to know, since I heard that they are going to start rebalancing the characters with specifically McCree and D.Va, because McCree is extremely overpowered with his flashbang and then hammer fan, and then D.Va is very underpowered and underutilized, so they're going to try and buff her up a little bit. So I was just curious if you guys noticed that, since you do play quite frequently and on the PC, where I would imagine a lot of the hardcore gamers are.
I would say that I haven't, honestly, like, McCree is good, but he is, like, as part of a team, he's pretty counterable, I feel like. Like, maybe he needs to be individually nerfed a little bit, but he's not that bad, or he's not that like he's not that that game changing when he appears on a team.
Sure.
And I think also I've seen some really good divas. Like I've seen some people who know D.Va.
Yes.
And can actually just like destroy with D.Va. So my conceptions about those characters have changed a little bit because I haven't seen the like game breaking abuse with McCree. I haven't seen D.Va just completely unrepresented.
It's interesting to me because I don't think that when Blizzard talks about nerfing and buffing these characters, I don't think they're talking about the individual characters per se. I think they're talking about full game balance because there are people. Because,
well,
you know, D.Va
no.
and McCree are the way they are
no,
now.
No, they're talking because McCree can kill any character in the game, and that should not be the case.
I get that. But, like, I just feel like people have, the way that McCree and D.Va are now, people have learned how to play them well.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Blizzard is essentially saying, you know, in their statements, they've said, you know, D.Va's supposed to be a tank.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She can't really tank that well, right. So we want to make her maybe more of a tank. And it's not—they're not saying that D.Va sucks. They're just saying that D.Va isn't what necessarily we want her to be right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a fighting game tier list where it's like, yeah, you know, Sagat is on Street Fighter. Sagat is like the top of the list, tier one. He can quote unquote beat anybody, but you can still have somebody playing like a Dan, which is joke tier, and do extremely well.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think that it's different than Street Fighter in, like, as part of a team comp, like, you could have six McCrees and they could get completely smoked because like, McCree on his own is good and he may be better relative to other characters, but he's always part of a larger whole.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, McCree's contribution maybe is a little bit outsized, but it's not, it's never going to be to the point where it completely rebalances the game around McCree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, well, and that's why I was asking initially if you guys were seeing more of that abuse on your end, because I wasn't seeing anything when I was playing recently.
No, I would say I was not seeing that.
Yeah.
I
noticed what they're saying, and like, so yesterday I was playing some Mercy, and like when I'm focusing my efforts on a D.Va, that D.Va becomes more of a tank.
Yeah.
So I see it in like that regard. Like, okay, this is what they wanted D.Va to be, and when you watch D.Va being an actual tank, you see, oh, okay, maybe that is what they wanted, and if D.Va is an actual tank, then it changes the match in this way, and that's pretty cool. But I don't think that it's like, you definitely don't play the game and say to yourself, oh my god, McCree's killing me every time, he needs a nerf right now.
No, you can still take McCree. I mean, you know, I think it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit OP to have just toss a flashbang and murder someone, but by the same token, he is weak from distance. You know, it's like he's not good in every single area, and I don't know. I think the tweaks they're going to make are ultimately going to be very small because they've already talked about how basically the characters are functioning the way they want them to. They're just going to slightly modify things. So maybe flashbang will have a slightly lower range or something. Or maybe D.Va's, you know, her defense system will get, like, a slightly wider horizontal range or something. The kind of tweaks we're talking about are going to be really small, I think.
Welcome to the Overwatch Fancast, Broverwatch.
Welcome to my Sesame Street podcast. It's called Groverwatch.
Grover, we're starting a petition
where we bet on when Grover's going to die.
Oh,
his misery! I don't know.
Oh no,
from his Sesame Street AIDS, probably.
What's that, Griff?
From his Sesame Street AIDS?
Yes.
So, who do you guys think is going to be the next character in the game? Master Chief, Snake. Who do you guys think is?
Jim Raynor.
I'm gonna go Pikachu.
Ooh, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Viking number one.
Attack. Lost Viking, you said, Griff?
Yeah, Lost Viking. Yep.
That was their last original IP, right?
So I hear.
Yeah, that's the big word on the street.
Hilarious. all right, so that's enough Overwatch talk. Let me tell you guys about another excellent first-person shooter called Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
I'm excited to hear.
All right, start the clock. Here we go, 3 minutes. So I started it the other day, and initially, I was just disgusted by it. Like, I'm like, fuck this game, you're a piece of shit. Like, I hate everything that you're doing. I was playing it, and, like, it starts you off teaching you combat training and emphasizing, like, using your running ability, and then it's like, oh, here's your magic fucking breadcrumb trail that you have to follow to run better. And then I'm doing that, I'm like, great, so two things that I hate already. And then it's like, oh, now enjoy the open world. Enjoy the open world portion of this game where you can go do side missions and get power-ups. And I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, I have to learn new... I have to get talent points to make Faith run better. So I was just freaking grossed out by it. I'm like, I'm going to snap this disc in half and send it right back to the service that will not be named.
Your Uncle Jim.
Yeah. Get fly. And
he's a fly. He's pretty, a fly gamer.
It's
pretty fly for a white guy.
Jim Gafly. I was like, okay, like I shouldn't get this heated. Maybe it's better than I'm giving it credit for. So I picked it up yesterday and started playing it in the morning. And oh my god, something just clicked with me. And I guess like the rage came out of me like a poison, and I was having a great time, and I couldn't stop playing because. The more I spent with it, the more I'm like, okay, actually this open world scenario works pretty well because these side missions are kind of fun. Like, you have 45 seconds to bring this thing to this area, and yes, you are getting the breadcrumb trail that you have to follow, but then, like, the tooltip's like, hey, this might not be the best path to take. So I'm like, oh, interesting. So, for example, I realized this when it was like, okay, here's a time trial. Get from point A to point B as quickly as you can, and if you do it the best, you'll be on top of the leaderboard or whatever. So I run it, and I'm like, I just can't get 3 stars. Like, what am I doing wrong here? Like, I'm hitting all my buttons fine, and I'm off by, like, literally 30 seconds. That must mean the path it's taking me is incorrect or not ideal, not efficient. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to ignore the sight lines. And I kind of, like, turn my brain into old Mirror's Edge mode, where you're looking for, like, the colors and the flow of the level design. Mm-hmm. And after I did that, I was like, holy crap, like, now I'm taking my time off by 20 seconds and just finding this new route. And the more I kept playing, I'm like, okay, so I can kind of just ignore this sight line thing. And when I did that,
can
I was
turn
also...
It off?
You can turn it completely off, but there's also times where it's like, I need to get from point A to point B just to start the next mission, and I kind of like to have that to kind of just follow it. Right. And some of the more fun missions are the ones where it's like, oh, your system is down, you have to, your runner sight is gone, you have to figure out how to navigate this area on your own. And it becomes kind of puzzle-like, because you're standing in this room that literally is just a room with a table in the middle of it and like a chandelier, and you're like, okay, well... Got to get up there. I wonder how I do it. And they incorporate a lot of like fun little puzzle solving elements, and then they pace it out with, okay, here's some more just like balls out straight up running, and then here's some combat situations. And the combat is probably the weakest part because it's not challenging at all. Like Mirror's Edge, the original, had very frustrating combat moments because you get shot and you're dead.
Which you can actually run past all of them, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, yes. In this, though, you can't. You do have to engage at certain parts of it, but you can't pick up weapons ever. And then the combat itself is actually pretty fun because it encourages you to use the traversal. So one of the systems in place is if you maintain your speed and movement, like by mantling and jumping and wall running and stuff like that, you'll build up like what they call a runner shield or something like that. So bullets won't hit you and enemies can't stop you. So it's really stupid. But on the other hand, it's like if I can maintain my flow and just like run around in circles in this room punching these people, like they won't ever touch me. On the other hand, and you never need to, because the combat's not challenging.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, it's kind of legit too, because it's like you're moving fast, it's hard to shoot a moving target, so I'll give them some
it's it's like a fun kind of like anime trope where you're blurring the sight lines and can't really figure what's going on.
So Griffin, long time listener, first time caller, I'll take my answer off the air, but I have two questions. the first one is, I've heard like so much varying things. I've heard some people say that the side missions are terrible. I've heard other people say that the side missions are better than the story missions, and the story really falls flat. So I want to know what you think about that. And I also want to know what you think about when... I've heard that there are instances in this game where you walk into a room and there's like 20 guys and you just have to kill them. And I wanted to know what you thought about those segments.
Well, I'll answer the first question, or the last question first. There are segments where it's you have ran through this entire facility, and now it's like, the room's locked down, you gotta fight these guys off. And it's like, that's definitely the weakest part. And like I said, the combat is just really boring because it's not challenging. But much like the, you know, the whole running in the game itself, it's kind of, the onus kind of goes on the player to make it more interesting, I think. So, like, if I'm just going to go and punch a guy and then run and walk away, punch a guy, walk away, punch a guy, walk away, yeah, I can do that, and I'll cheese the combat, and it'll be really boring and unsatisfying. Or I could start running around the room, jumping off tables, and, like, Matrix-style beat the crap out of all these dudes and make that a more interesting experience for myself. Just like if you're running, you know, and you hit a bad line, you kind of get stopped and, like, hit a wall or something. It's like, ooh, I don't feel good about that. I want to make that better because it's so pleasant to do that. And in terms of the side missions, there's nothing special about them. I mean, it's literally run from point A to point B with different stipulations. Like, don't take any damage from big falls or something like that, or you have to evade enemies and not fight them, or you have to fight them but you cannot lose your running meter, your shield or whatever. So they throw some gimmicks in there, and it like any open world game, you know, it's like you do the main mission the main mission, which then spins off into five or six side missions around the world that you can go tackle on your own. So they're not intrusive, and some of the side ones have been pretty fun, like the times where it's like, okay, you're just kind of in a puzzle room. And then your last question was the story. Take it or leave it. I mean, it's a cyber future, but stuff's going on, corporate.
Do you feel like the characters are well-developed?
No, I mean, but it's, I think that well-developed is, I mean, I just got done playing Doom.
I mean, like, so, I mean, like, in their chest area.
Oh.
Yeah.
I will say that the character models look really good, like, surprisingly good. And I do also enjoy the moments where you'll find a mirror or reflective surface, and you can just kind of, like, watch Faith do the moves, like, so I'll, like, slide or crawl or jump, and it's like, I remember in original Mirror's Edge, the developers had said, like, well, if you could see Faith as what she looks like when not in first person, she'd be like this horrible octopus with 15 arms in order to make her, like, move this world. So this, if you actually pull, like, if you were to pull the camera back, it would be this character model doing this stuff, which is kind of cool.
I have a couple questions, actually.
Shoot.
Long time caller, and I will take my answer on the air. First question is...
damn it.
First question is, how is traversing the open world? Is the open world well-designed? Does it feel fun to use your tricks in? Is question number one. Question number two is, as somebody who didn't really go super crazy for the time trials and kind of appreciated more traversing when I was in, like a level that felt like it was part of a world as opposed to just, like, a bunch of floating boxes... Do you think I will like this game or not? And third question is Obama a secret Muslim?
okay, well, his middle name is Hussein. Two, no, Jeff, you won't like
that.
It because it's different. And then one, I forget the question.
Did you like traversing the open world? Like, is moving around in the open world fun? Do you get to use all your tricks? Like, does it feel designed?
It's better than... It may not be initially as, like, wonderful as a well-designed room would be, but the more I kind of just backed off on the hatred, I was able to actually enjoy it and kind of give myself over to it. And then, like, you will have those sharp contrast moments where it's like, okay, here's a main story mission, and you're in a very specifically designed area that does feel like there is one path to take, or maybe two paths. So what I guess I really like about the open world is you can explore multiple means of traversal, and like you said, yes, use those tricks a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm seriously considering grabbing it just to have something to play and something to enjoy over the summer, but I don't want it to, like, spoil that.
Your nostalgia?
Yes, exactly, my rose-colored glasses.
I'd say the biggest misstep of this game, in hindsight, is that they start you off in the worst way possible, where it's like, okay, like, you're not running. Like, this game should just drop you off into an area and say, hey, go run. And I think that's maybe what colored my initial opinion of it, because it was just like, you can't run. you have to learn combat. Like, here's all these, and now here's a talent tree. Like, it's like, oh, go fuck yourself, game. Like, worst foot forward possible. But after I got through that, I really am having a good time with it.
So you would say, like, give it a solid, like, 2 hours before you try to pass any judgment?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good to know. So is it a play, rent, or trash it?
I think you guys should rent it. I don't think you'll like it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. I was kind of leaning more towards maybe grab it after your appraisal.
Do you think that we won't like it just because we like the first one and we're expecting something different? Or do you think that there's something inherent about the gameplay?
I'm saying, like, rent it. Don't buy it. Like, try it is what I'm saying, because I think that you'll have a hard... I think it might not be for you.
What he's trying to say is, Jeff hates everything.
Yeah, that is exactly. Gotcha. Yeah, he is. Right. It's not Nintendo. Get it for the NX.
In VR.
Yeah, make sure you get it on PC.
All right.
I'd
grab that for PS4.
It's worth playing, but I don't know if, because you guys have that love that is so strong for the original game, this might be too different from that.
I follow, yeah. I do. I'll probably still buy it.
All right, cool.
You did it, Griff. Your muted enthusiasm convinced me.
That's my trick. I just tell you guys you don't like it, and then you get it.
Speaking of muted enthusiasm, how's Star Fox Zero treating you?
Shit, man. That was
that game's real bad.
Yeah, that was one where I went to the store, and I was like, I'm going to rent a couple of video games today, which was Star Fox Zero and Overwatch. And I played
There's a store that rents video games?
Yeah.
Are we talking about your uncle here?
No.
Are we talking about, like, a store?
A video store where you rent videos, and then they also
rent
video games.
Things are different in Iowa.
You have those?
Yeah, there's one.
Okay. I wish I had one.
You guys,
yeah,
I don't... There's literally no place that rents games?
There's a shitty Redbox at my local Hannaford.
Well, that...
I don't even have, like, Redboxes.
Redboxes will rent games.
Sometimes. Our selection is usually pretty limited.
Huh. Well, anyway, I rented this game, and it was Star Fox Zero for the Wii U, and that game is horrible. It is nigh
so
unplayable.
Why is it so bad?
Like, it looks pretty. It's fun to be in that world, but it is like patting your head and rubbing your tummy. It just doesn't work.
I feel like if I could just get good, maybe it would not be terrible, but I think it maybe is still terrible.
I kind of get the same feeling where, you know, I remember journalists saying, oh yeah, like, I spent an hour with the game, and then I kind of got it, like, through trade of it. They're like, yeah, it kind of works. I'm like, no, it doesn't. This is just fucking broken.
Yeah, and, like, as I was saying before, The World Ends With You, like, that's a game you want to get when you play it, because it's fun, and it's interesting, and it hooks you in a lot of ways. I feel like Star Fox Zero, I don't really know if I want to get it. Like, I don't know if the reward for learning this arcane system is worth the investment.
Sure.
Jeff and I were in the Nintendo World Store in New York, and they had it up and running on this huge screen, and there was this guy playing it, and he just had no idea what to do, and he was just crashing into things, and it just looked awful.
And that's the experience that you have when you pick that game up, because it is just bullshit. And then, like, the initial training stage, it's like, hey, come and learn the controls, Star Fox! And the game knows that they're broken, because you don't even really need to finish that part. Like, it's like, hey, fly through these hoops, and it's like, whoops, you didn't. All right, good job, move on. Like, yeah.
Well, that's, to be fair, that's kind of a throwback to the older Star Fox games, which had training modes like that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, what I'm saying is, there's literally the last part of it is, it's like, follow me and do what I do. And then don't, and you can just loop back and pick up the rings. And it's like, oh, so I don't actually need to do what you're doing. I just need you to shit these rings out, and then I'll go get them on my own time.
Yeah, it's such a shame. It makes me feel like Miyamoto is just a doo-doo face right now. Get that guy to take a step back. The sooner the better.
It's unfortunate, because if this game did not have those controls, I would love playing it, because it's just more old school Star Fox.
It's old school Star Fox. It feels a little barren, I think, because of this control issue. I feel like they had to strip out a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is. I would love just another Star Fox game. Just make a Star Fox game.
Just make it Star Fox as Star Fox.
Yep. Don't be afraid.
Because you want to imagine that Miyamoto is like the forever developer who will never die, and he'll just be making great games like until the world explodes because it gets too hot. And now we're seeing that like he actually is a human, and like he's getting older, and maybe his ideas are a little stale. And it's like, oh god, it's just so depressing.
I think on some level he must recognize that or want to step away, because he is pulling back his role. And I think I'm at least heartened that for the remaining 3 or 4 years before Nintendo goes bankrupt, they have some pretty good young developers.
I mean it's easy to poke fun and all that, but like, you cannot be a man of that caliber and actually lie to yourself and think that game was a good thing. Like, he has to know it just didn't work and he had to go with it.
He does live in Japan.
That's true. I guess nobody's ever told him no at this point, because he is an old man.
by virtue of being old, he must be respected no matter how terrible his ideas are. But yeah, it's a real shame that it was such an unfun game to play.
Yeah.
So,
yup. Well, Jamie, did you say you had something besides Overwatch?
Yeah, so I got my copy of Kirby Planet Robotot in, and been playing that. And there's really not much to say about it. It's utterly fantastic and delightful, just as Triple Deluxe was. And it is very much a direct sequel, maybe even feels like DLC for Triple Deluxe. But I do not mind, because Triple Deluxe was fantastic. Really, the only big difference now is you have these giant mechs that you can ride, and the mechs can also absorb various power-ups and turn into different mechs. And all the mechs look incredible. The levels are surprisingly intelligently designed. There are interesting puzzle elements, like elements where in the mech you have to like complete a circuit so that a door will open, so that you can get a secret, but that opening that door and completing that circuit involves you like moving a piece around the level. Really cool stuff. I really like just the way it controls. One thing that's kind of a bummer is that because they kind of increased the scope and the expanse of some of these levels, and they really look incredible. Really more so than Triple Deluxe. Like, the story is that these evil robots come down and you have to fight them with your own robot. So all the environments that you're in, or a lot of them, are like mechanized. So you're in these really cool like future cities. Like, it looks like something out of Metroid almost, or something like that. And it's really cool to be in, but because maybe there's a lot going on, it chugs sometimes, especially if you have the 3D on, which is kind of a bummer.
On the new 3DS, huh? They didn't add any tweaks for it?
I'm playing on the new 3DS, and yeah, it chugs sometimes significantly, but it's really fun. The bosses are incredible. The bosses have all these amazing different phases. The game's very easy. It's not like these are challenging bosses, but like, you'll fight like a giant mecha tree. At first, he's got drills on his roots, and he's trying to drill you, and then he changes the stage into a circular stage, and you're running around him in a circle, and it's really cool. A lot of fun.
I'm excited, because I really enjoyed Triple Deluxe. I just thought it was a fun world to mess around in. Like Jamie said, it's kind of a breezy game, but it's just very charming. It's just fun to absorb powers and move around and be Kirby. Like, Kirby games are just kind of about, I feel like, just having a good time.
Yeah. If I recall, in Triple Deluxe, there was a lot of things to find, like a lot of secrets per level.
Mm-hmm.
There's still secrets in each of these levels, but they've kind of toned that back a little bit. So there's still secrets, but there's like fewer of them, and maybe they're easier to find, and you have to go. It makes it so you don't have to go through the levels multiple times. So it's really like streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really digging that.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I enjoy platformers that add difficulty through optional secrets, so I'd have to see how that plays out. I don't recall Triple Deluxe being that focused on that element. Maybe there were like 3 collectibles per level, but I don't remember. I'll have to see when I grab it. I'm almost certainly going to grab it, so.
Yeah.
Hmm. But nice.
Glad to hear you like it. Also, Kirby, your enthusiasm is great.
Is it? It's only for 3DS, right? It's not a Wii U game as well.
Only for 3DS.
Is it? Can you get it on PC?
You can. What I've done actually is I've strapped my 3DS into my PC.
I'm actually waiting until I get a new graphics card to get.
Yeah.
Just right. Don't think I can run it with my current specs.
All right, guys.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that'll be it for Game Talk, right? We'll get into.
You had Odin Sphere. You want to talk about that next week?
Yeah, I played it for a bit last night, I don't remember it. So I'll tell you about it next time. It looked pretty, and there was a kitty cat.
Sounds like most Vanillaware games for me. It looked pretty, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to move into news / E3 discussion, since that's the biggest thing that's going on right now, all the leaks that are happening. Mm. But before we do that, I'm going to take my 3 minutes to tell you guys a story.
So, here it comes.
For the listeners...
Did you guys know that Google is manipulating the search results?
You shut your mouth, Jamie. That's not true.
That's his story.
Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted on my 3 minutes of talking time, I sent you guys a picture of a shed in my backyard, and on top of my shed, maybe, let's say a month ago, I was sitting on the deck, and I was looking at it, and I was like, huh, there's something up there. I wonder what that is. It looks like there maybe is a loose shingle or something like that. So I climb on top of the shed, and right at the peak, right at the exact dead center of the shed, next to like a vent, there is just a huge-ass coil turd, like not little rabbit poops, not little like deer pellets or geese poops. It is like a human ass sizable mound of Duke, and I was like,
yeah.
Whoa, what is happening here? Like, did the neighbor kids that suck like come over into our yard and literally like squat down and just unleash their fury on top of my shed?
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, so I disposed of it, and I was like, wow, that thing must have been up there forever. It was, like, dry as crap and just nasty. So I was like, well, that was really weird. Then I was in the backyard again this weekend, and I looked at the shed, and I was like, what the fuck? What is there something up there again? So I climb on top of the shed, and yes, the massive... humongous emoji poop emoji style poop is back right at the at the apex of my shed. There's another perfect shit just sitting there. So I'm like, what the hell? Are you serious? So upon closer investigation, I see it's full of a lot of berries and seeds, so it must be a critter. So now I'm like, dude,
how close did you investigate, Griffin?
Pretty close. I did a little taste test. Brought some samples in. It's in the fridge right now. Jen kept saying, like, oh, it's got to be a raccoon. I'm like, there's no way this raccoon could squat out a turd that's like a human-sized turd. Like, that is crazy. But it probably is a raccoon, since I was fixing the deck like a week ago, and I drilled a board up, or I pulled a board out of the deck, and as I did this, like, I was like, oh, hey, Mac, what are you doing over there? And he comes crawling out of the deck, and I walk over to him, and then it jumps over the fence and turns at me and goes, Kah! And I was like, oh, shit, that's not Mac. That was a raccoon.
Oh, my God.
So I've got a raccoon living under my deck that's probably having revenge shits on my shed at me.
Griffin, they know you're part of the anti-raccoon lobby.
I'm pro-raccoon. What are you talking about?
They heard what you said.
I've got lots of raccoon friends.
You cast aspersions against them.
No, I hang out with raccoons all the time.
They have rabies, they scratch, some of them are good people.
They're little cute bandits. When have I ever said anything about it? They wash their food, they're adorable.
Sure, you're trying to rehab your image now. The tapes don't lie, Griffin, the tapes don't lie.
Well, if you Google raccoon, you know what happens.
Google's manipulating its searches to prevent raccoons from being
keeping indicted. The raccoon down, yeah.
All right, well, that was a good story.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You have to keep us updated on how much poop winds up on top of your shed.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go remove it, and then it'll just be a countdown to see. I'm actually going to put a note up there that just says, hey, check yes if you're a human, because then, you know, I need to eliminate that part of the equation.
Yeah.
Because why
any
is it
human that climbs up onto a shed to shit will probably fill out that checklist for you?
Why? Well, yeah, I would, but like, why is it dead center? Like, what sort of crop circle bullshit is happening here, where it's the same spot the same every time? It's beautiful.
That's where the mothership told them to go.
Django used to poop directly on people's gas valves in their lawn. Like, he would just
prefers electric.
He would seek it out. He would seek out that pipe that says gas on it, and he would poop directly on it every time.
That's incredible.
That's really good. Apparently, dogs orient themselves north-south when they're shitting. That's a thing.
Really?
That's why they spin around. Yeah. So there you go. That's your
special gland.
Wait, so if they start pooping and you turn them, do they stop?
I don't know. Not every dog spins when they
go back in.
Yeah, you can just rewind them by spinning them around the other way.
They eat it.
All right, guys, let's talk about some news that's been going on.
Sure.
Anything on this list that you want to? Well, maybe we should start with our hopes and dreams first, since over the course of the last week plus, it's just been a daily deluge of trailers and leaks and maybe accidental leaks, but those seem very few and far between.
Yeah. Do you want to get my game in first, or you want to do it after?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the game.
Yeah, let's do that first.
The game is called Press Conference Paraphrase Poker. And what it is I'm going to give you guys a series of 10 or 11 paraphrased quotes.
Can you take notes on this, Jamie, while you do it, by the way?
Yes, I've set up a document, so I will take down your predictions. And I'm going to say the paraphrase. And you try and tell me either the company at which the phrase is muttered.
Okay.
Like the conference, the press conference. Mm-hmm. You can tell me that'll give you 1 point. If you can tell me the game, company, or studio for which the quote is directed at, that'll give you 2 points. And if you can tell me the person who says it, that'll give you 3 points. So not that complicated at all. So and it won't take very long. So let's begin. The first quote is, and this is the one I told you guys last week: a shitty spinoff of this game is available on mobile devices right now.
Okay.
So you can just take a stab at.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
This is the low hanging fruit here. Ubisoft. Rabbids. Aisha Tyler.
I was also gonna go Ubisoft, but I'm gonna go Guillemot.
Okay,
Guillemot. It is an obvious bet.
All right.
What's the game it's related to? Or was that
Ooh,
part
what
of
game
the
is it
was that
to?
Was
it? Okay, it's gonna be Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs.
Oh, that's a better choice. Fuck.
Eat shit.
I don't know how to spell these things. And Watch Dogs.
Guillemot.
I'm going to go Nintendo, Reggie, Animal Crossing.
Ooh, okay, okay.
That's actually kind of a smart bet. I don't think their games are coming out this year, so it's probably a terrible bet.
I think it's a really fun bet.
It's a fun bet.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in winning. I'm interested in entertaining.
He's just here for the ride.
Yeah. The next quote is simply one word: synergy.
EA. EA Andrew Wilson.
Okay. You don't need to guess all three. If you just want to guess company or game or whatever.
Sure. I will say it will be Microsoft. Okay. And it's going to be specifically related to PC and Xbox One connectivity, I guess. And who will say it? Kudo Sonoda.
Okay.
Is he still with Microsoft?
I think he is, but he's just like been... Yeah, yes, he is.
Right. I'm just going to guess the PC press conference, and it's going to be someone from NVIDIA.
I think it's presented by AMD, so I would switch that to AMD, bro.
Okay. I'll put NVIDIA /AMD. One of those
okay, good call. Yeah. Good call.
Kudo,
the next one...
Kudo, let me interrupt here for a sec. Kudo it was still with Microsoft last year because Jeff Gerstmann famously asked him and Phil Spencer, hey, why do you guys let broken games ship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's great.
Also, I think the EA, I think Andrew Wilson's going to say that about sports in some way. I don't know how. I don't know if I get any points for that.
No, I'm going to put, you get all the points. All
right.
So I'm going to put sports there.
Jeff, you get all the points.
The next quote, ready, guys?
Ready.
The only way out is in.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go Tango Gameworks' next project for Bethesda.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Shinji Mikami.
Okay.
I'm going to say PlayStation press conference related directly to, like, maybe a sizzle reel where those words come up on screen, and it is specifically for, what's that fucking shitty game where you're just holding the camcorder?
Outlast?
Yes, Outlast 2. And then who's going to say it? Oh, geez. I don't know. It'll just be Sizzler voice or something like that.
Okay.
Sizzler voice? Mr. Sizzler.
Sizzler is the taste for America.
I'm also going to say it's going to be the PlayStation conference. I'm going to say Adam Boys is going to say it. And
that's a good bet, actually.
And as for the game...
VR? Question mark?
Yeah, yeah, nice. Exactly. That's a good one. I'm going to steal that. That's good. All right, next one, moving right along here. MOBA elements in this new game, or this established game series, where they don't belong and will totally ruin it.
Who hasn't gotten a piece of the MOBA pie yet? Does EA have a MOBA? They do, don't they?
No.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to make a bold bet.
Yeah.
This could backfire. I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I don't care how stupid it sounds. I'm going to say Nintendo.
Whoa! Okay.
And I'm going to specifically be referring to someone in the treehouse.
Okay.
Someone in the treehouse is going to say some game has MOBA elements in it. And as for the game, I'm going to say the... I don't know. I'll skip on the game part.
Go big or go home. Just go Legend of Zelda.
Okay, Zelda.
You lose nothing by choosing a game.
Exactly. You lose nothing by betting on anything. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna also go big on this one, Jamie. I'm going to say that will be specifically mentioned in every press conference.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
MOBA elements, MOBA, the word MOBA will be said in every single press conference.
I'm going to go EA for sure. I think EA is going to announce a MOBA of some kind if they don't already have one. I really should check this. But
oh,
EA's
going to do it. Jeff, you got what? This. It's Titanfall 2 will have MOBA elements.
Oh, shit. Okay, you know what?
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Titanfall 2, MOBA. No. Yeah. All right, fine. Vince Zampella, Titanfall 2, MOBA.
Nice.
Bam.
All right. I'm liking this. All right, next one. And this is kind of a... I think we're all going to say PlayStation conference for this one, but the trick will be the game and the person saying it.
Okay.
So this huge established franchise will be available in both VR and as a normal release. So there will be both a VR... There will be either two releases, or there will be like a hybrid release, or there will be like two different games, like one in VR, one not in VR... But what franchise or game or something might we see in both formats?
Oh, I have my answer right now. Ready? Because this was my initial prediction. Okay, so PlayStation, it's happening there, and it is going to be the spaceship game that I'm blanking on right now.
The one by Fulbright?
Yeah. No. The one that was just delayed and somebody almost died over it. Shit.
Oh, No Man's Sky?
Yeah, it's No Man's Sky, and it's going to be Sean Murray.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a bold one. I'm gonna go PlayStation's obvious, and I will go shit, I don't know. None of these seem like they're gonna be good candidates for fucking I'll just do Naughty Dog. It'll make me really mad, but something from Naughty Dog.
Okay.
VR. I'll be so sad.
And I'm gonna say the PC press conference, and I really don't know what else. So yeah, I'm just gonna say PC press.
Safe bet, safest bet.
Yeah,
free point right there.
So the next quote: insert sports game franchise here is back.
EA, Andrew Wilson.
Microsoft press conference. Shit, what's his name? dude who used to be the EA head that has the GTA tattoo.
Shit, what is
Peter
his
Moore?
Name?
Peter Moore. Peter Moore. Peter and Moore, it's yeah. it's going to be a new baseball game because
Sony
there
has
a
show lockdown.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Nice. I'm going to say PlayStation, and it's going to be a soccer game. Some soccer game.
What about GT Sport, guys? Come on. It's a sport. It's in the name.
VR Sports Champions?
Oh, fuck.
Insert game here.
GT
insert game
is, here. The, is the VR game. Can I switch my bet to GT Sport for VR?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Okay.
Let me
You're locked
that.
In.
No.
GT Sport. GT Sport. Okay. Insert game here will feature a major television actor from the 90s early noughts. I'm going to go Bethesda.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go Skyrim 2.
Skyrim 2. Wow.
Skyrim 2.
Bold.
And the actor specifically will be the guy who plays Giles on Buffy.
What?
That is so specific. I think you should get more points if you get that one right.
Yeah.
You should get actor points for that.
Yeah. You don't have to give me an actor. I'm just goofing.
Just Griffin's goofers.
Goofers. So good.
I'm going to go Until Dawn 2 in the Sony press conference.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they'll get some shitty TV actors on
that. That's a great one, actually.
Thank you.
Would you repeat the quote for me?
So, insert game here
uh-huh.
will feature a major television actor from the 90s early noughts.
Oh. Insert game here will feature... okay. PlayStation, and it's going to be Borderlands 3, will have some... Actually... Yeah, PlayStation, Borderlands 3, and it's going to be some sideways joke about 90210. Or no, Dawson's Creek, because James Van Der Beek can take it. He can take it.
Yeah, thanks. James Van Der Beek will take any role, man. Yeah.
That, and he can take the insult, I mean, too. Like, he'll take the work, and then he'll take the work and bask in the shame.
He doesn't have a lot to lose.
No.
Insert well-known video game character here is all grown up. And completely and inappropriately sexualized.
Megan's Law Man.
I really want to just say Crash Bandicoot.
No, I'm putting that down. You can't change.
No. All right, fine. I'll do Crash Bandicoot. See if I care.
I'm going PlayStation, and I'm going Final Fantasy VII uh-huh. remake, and I'm going Barrett's daughter.
Oh, nice.
Can I just say, if Crash Bandicoot is the answer, I want a point for that.
You're going to get a point.
I'm going to say it's Nintendo, and it's Zelda, and it's Zelda.
Nice.
She's already sexualized.
No, she's going to have some that is, she's gonna have some cleave.
There's some cleave. Room to grow there.
Some box art unfriendly cleave.
Ooh. Okay, new quote. There are no bosses here. Every developer on the team makes major decisions.
Ubi, maybe? I don't know.
Nope.
Okay.
No. I don't know who would say that.
Yeah, that's
amongst true. All of these people.
I'm going Naughty Dog during the PlayStation.
All right.
And it's going to be in relation to The Last of Us 2.
Mm, that'd be cool.
I'll say EA, and it's going to be in relation to the new Star Wars game that could potentially coming out. And it's, was it Amy Hennig?
Amy Hennig, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, we're coming in on a close. We got three more. Should I do all of them? Are you feeling it, or should I cut down?
Keep going. We'll see how we're doing.
All right,
get the three.
All right, three more. We worked with esports pros to develop insert game here, so that now nobody can play it without being verbally abused.
That's so good. I'll go EA again. with whatever MOBA they announce.
Nice.
I'll go Ubisoft, and that's a joke that Aisha Tyler says, like, verbatim. Like, she listens to this, and she steals that joke and says it on stage.
Or the For Honor devs just drop it in there. And she adds the joke afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with PlayStation and Rocket League, and it's going to be in relation to, like, the newest DLC for that game, yeah. This 90s franchise that you all loved is back with microtransactions.
A lot of love for the 90s here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm a product of them, so.
Oh, sure. Can't escape it. What's a 90s franchise that's even... that could be resurrected? Resurrected. Okay. This is more wish fulfillment for me. I'll say... Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta... So, I'll change my answer, and then I'll tell you what I want. My answer is Microsoft, and it is... I don't know the person's name, but it is going to be Battletoads. and who says it? Oh...
Someone from Rare, but I don't know who's even at there anymore.
Yeah, is it Ken Lobb? Is he there? I don't think he's there anymore, is
he?
No,
I think he's gone. Maybe he's still there, actually. Let me check.
All right. Well, that's my answer. My wish fulfillment was I was going to say Microsoft in their like indie or in their like downloadable game sizzle along with like Cuphead, they'd show a Zombies Ate My Neighbors, like a real sequel.
Nice. Ooh, that'd be cool. I'll just go Crash because it's easy. And it'll be Activision coming up at the Sony conference, being like Crash Bandicoot. Cool. Is in Skylanders and also he's in some shitty mobile game or something.
I'm going to go Nintendo Elite Beat Agents.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, cut me deep. That's not a 90s franchise, but...
Oh, yeah, true. We'll allow it. I'm putting it in there, yeah. All right, guys, it's last
spiritually
one.
Spiritually 90s.
Yeah.
Last one. Very simple. Music. Nazi zombies.
Nazi zombies.
Nazi zombies.
EA Battlefield 1. And
I'll go Sony Call of Duty because they're the new home of Call of Duty.
I'm going Bethesda.
Oh,
Wolfenstein 2.
Dude, ooh. Good answer there.
Yep, good answer.
All right, that's it, guys. I have all your responses down, so we'll keep track.
That was awesome, locking Jamie. In. Thank you for doing that. That was great.
That was really funny. The only Nazi zombie is Andrew Wilson.
All right, so after we kind of, you know, did a little, weird sideways preview of what's coming up in the next couple days at E3. Let's just jump right into kind of what you want to see this year. Jeff, maybe start with you since this is going to be it needs to wow you to get you back, huh?
Yeah. Do you want me to just go through my list? I can probably power through it relatively quickly, touching on little pieces. Okay. So one thing, just before I talk about individual people, I have just a plea for everyone who is exhibiting at E3 this year. I entreat you all, that's the appropriate usage of that word, please do less than 50% VR. Just please. I'm begging you. Like, if you can do that, I'll feel a little bit okay about everything.
Especially with PlayStation, I think you're going to get let down, but we'll
see.
Yep,
probably. Give me a 15-minute Horizon demo, please. Just something new.
Yeah. Didn't they release just like a fat stack of VR games that they said are coming?
Yeah, they had a couple. They like announced two or three, I think. I didn't even pay attention. Dude, I don't care about VR. I can't help it.
Good. But... I'm glad you're still there with me. I don't give a fuck about VR.
I'm so for it.
I know you are, Jamie. I know you are. But okay, so less than 50% VR, please, God, everyone. Mm. For EA, I've already talked about Andrew Wilson a few times, but that man is a snake man, and I hope that he just devours someone whole on stage. But barring that, I hope that they don't, like, invite Pele up again and spend, like, 20 minutes talking to him. That'd be cool. And I hope
because you want Slam Dog. No, was it Dunk King? What was his name?
He was Dunk King.
Is it Slamster? 420?
Smoothie Shifty?
Court God? Was it Court God? I don't know.
Something like that. Something like that.
You want him back?
No, it was like Hoop God. Wasn't it
Hoop God?
So please talk about sports for less than half an hour. That'd be awesome if you could do that. Like, don't bring someone up to have an interview on stage. You know, I don't really need to see, like, a lady athlete talking about how honored she is to appear in a video game. But, you know, whatever.
Oh, so you're a sexist?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And show me more than 5 minutes of Mass Effect, because that's really the only thing I care about that EA has going on right now.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they could wow me with something else, but the only thing I can think about right now is seeing a big slice of that game, so I can feel confident, so I can feel excited. So, yeah, that's EA for me. Bethesda, another big shower. I am not really that excited about... Okay, this is not true. I'm pretty excited about Dishonored 2. I know I'll see it, so I'm not even asking because I know it's going to be there. But I think Tango is probably working on something because Evil Within is, what, 2 or 3 years old at this point?
Yeah.
I want to see something from them, but I don't really want to see Evil Within 2. I'm sick of sequels. So that'd be awesome if they could bring something different. I'd also really love, and this is a huge wish, but I don't think it's going to happen, I would love for them to let slip that Obsidian is getting another crack at Fallout, because I really was not impressed with Fallout 4. And I really think that Obsidian could do something cool with that engine. But we shall see if that actually happens.
Sorry to interrupt. Is Obsidian doing the new South Park game? The Fractured Butthole?
Nope. That's Ubisoft Montreal.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, but it's they're not doing it.
No, now that you say that, I think you're. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not really free because they're working on their own.
They took it internal.
They did, yeah. Which I think will be okay. We'll have to see how that pans out. We can talk about that a little later. But yeah, I would really love for them to. And I guess one of the Obsidian people said they'd be amenable to it. That, you know, they're not. It's not to the point where there's like serious bad blood, but I think it's unlikely, but I'd be thrilled to hear it. And lastly, just Pete Hines, I love watching that guy be a doofus and just make me angry at that company, so if he could just talk to me about shitty card games for like at least 10 minutes, I'd be happy. Microsoft, couple wishes. I'd like to see Scalebound coming to PC, so that's one less Xbox game that I have to consider buying that console for.
Oh, wait, change the flow and have Jamie talk about EA and his Bethesda wishes?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe we do that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really want... I want them to say that they're working on Skyrim 2. I don't want them to show me anything. I just want them to say that we're working on a direct sequel to Skyrim, and I want them to say that it's in a completely... This is, obviously, for me, this is all wish fulfillment. This is not what I think will actually happen. Mm-hmm. I want them to say that they're working on it in a completely new engine. Like, a new, modern engine. That's
why,
what I want.
Why Skyrim 2 and not Elder Scrolls 6?
Because I personally was never grabbed by any of the Elder Scrolls games. I know that you were. But something about, like, the tone of that game seemed different to me than, like, Morrowind or any of the other ones, and I like that environment. I could go for a little more snow, a little more Nordic stuff. So and I think that they would be silly not to realize that, despite the fact that, you know, Elder Scrolls games have been successful throughout the years, Skyrim was far and away the most hugely and weirdly successful, and that it's a good business decision if they, like, maybe don't call it Skyrim 2. Maybe call it, like, Elder Scrolls 6 Skyrim Fallen or something. I don't know. But just, like, something along those lines.
Can they do Skyrim-2 starring 3 plucky, attractive women?
Yes.
Who fire guns for some reason?
And they're pop stars.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it for me, really. Oh, and I guess I really want Wolfenstein 2. Real bad.
Are you excited about Dishonored, Jamie? You like that game, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited about that, but yeah. I guess that's, like, a known quantity for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Super thrilled to see that, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'll jump in here and do my EA and Bethesda wishes. Jamie, you got your EA in there, right?
EA, I don't really have any big, you know, major hopes for them, but you go on.
Sure. With EA, I think, Jeff, you already said my thing that I'm right there with you in that I want to see Mass Effect. Like,
I thought you were going to say I want to see Andrew Wilson just unhinge his jaw and just devour.
Just crack a baby in half and eat it. Yeah. Just lay a lizard egg on stage. No, I want to see the Mass Effect. I want to know that it's real and not, you know, a CG trailer or design. What are they called? The artwork, like, oh, yeah. Concept art. I want gameplay. I want to see how it is still Mass Effect but newer. And I'll kind of lay my fears on the table right now, and that's if they are making a new Star Wars game, like, how are they going to differentiate these two products, which are space future third person behind the back shooters?
One word: jetpacks.
Wasn't Mass Effect, like, partially because they didn't have the Star Wars license or something?
It started as a Microsoft product, so I don't know if that's the case. But I want to see the new Star Wars essentially for the same reason, where it's like, I want to see how they're going to make this different from Mass Effect, because sci-fi is hot right now. Like, sci-fi is the new hotness.
Aren't we expecting Amy Hennig's game to be more kind of, well, Naughty Dog-ish?
Uncharted-y?
Yeah, like more adventure than RPG.
Right, yeah, but I mean, how do you convey that to the general populace? Because that's what EA needs to do. I want to see that. Like, because Star Wars does...
How do you feel different than other space?
Yeah. How do you do space opera when that's already been done?
Yeah.
And then the final thing that I want to see from EA is I do want to see Titanfall 2 quite a bit. Like, I want to see how that game is. Like, I want to see if it's going to be multi-platform, and I want to see if it is going to be fucking rad like it was before.
Yeah. I completely forgot about those two things when I said I didn't have high hopes for EA. Obviously, I definitely want to see Mass Effect. I love Mass Effect. I can't wait. I want, specifically with Mass Effect, I want to see more fully realized cities in the game that have little nooks and crannies that you can explore, that have real life. I think that the first three games kind of started off on the right foot in that regard, but there's definitely room to grow. And with Titanfall 2, I want to see a crazy campaign. Yes. I want to see robots, like, fighting on pieces of a starship that's falling into Earth's atmosphere. Like, that's what I want. I want that kind of insanity.
Right. I want to see a Titanfall container drop on top of another Titan and destroy it.
Yes.
Right, so then Bethesda, I want to see Wolfenstein 2, just like Jamie said. The other thing that I hope I don't care about the Quake news that's kind of trickling out right now, the leak Quake information.
There's Quake happening?
Yeah, there was a leak this morning that said that Bethesda is going to show Dishonored. Their focus will be Dishonored 2 and Quake.
That I heard, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a surprise.
But I don't
know. Is there anything that hasn't leaked yet?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of... For me, Bethesda is, like, the biggest black box. I don't know what they're going to do. I hope they don't do, like, a Skyrim remaster. I would wish they're putting that talent towards something new and not just a port job.
Completely agree.
Yeah. So...
You think it would be them if they do that? Or you think they'd, like, they'd send that out to someone else?
I think they would almost certainly pawn that off on someone else.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd put, what's his name on it? Guy... who wears leather jackets. Todd Howard.
Yeah. For Bethesda, I think, like Jamie said, Wolfenstein 2 definitely is top billing for me. And I don't really care for Dishonored, but listening to some interviews with the team, it sounds like they're balancing it in a way that will favor playing non-lethally, which is my biggest qualm with the last game, where it's like, oh, I don't want to kill people. I don't have options to play this game anymore. Great. So they said, no, we took that, and that was one of the biggest factors that they took into account. So I'm like, great.
I was going to say, for me, for some reason, blinking was enough to sustain me through the entire game.
Griff, did you get a chance? Did you get a chance to read that giant Game Informer feature that they had cover story on Dishonored 2. I think you're going
to
be happy.
I didn't. I listened to the interview that they did with the developers, and they did a bunch of Q&A, and I felt really good about the game after that. But, again, like, the Dishonored 1 never really stuck with me, so hopefully 2 will win me over.
I love Dishonored. That was a great game.
Me too.
I thought the story was kind of poopy, but everything else about it,
I just took a shit in my chair.
You shit?
In my chair.
Have you been sitting on Griffin's shit? Stop eating
you!
Your berries.
It's you!
Well, I have my Gashapon Valkyrie Chronicles figures displayed prominently now right next to me, so I occasionally also just blow a load, so you guys might hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of blowing a load, Jeff, do you want to move on to your Microsoft?
Sure.
Wants and needs?
I'll go ahead and say I don't have a lot. I'm not expecting a lot from Microsoft, and I think they have the most potential to intrigue me and pique my interest, and I'm excited to know that whatever they announce, I'll probably be able to experience because they're moving towards putting things on PC, so I have a reason to care. But because my imagination is somewhat limited for them, and I feel like they pretty much do like shooters and stuff, all I could really muster up was that I'd like to see Scalebound come to PC, because I don't, you know, I think it's probably going to happen, but I don't want to have to consider buying an Xbox One to play a Platinum exclusive. And then lastly, I'd like to see them announce like a fun, lighthearted, colorful family-type game, like maybe Viva Pinata or something like that. Something that really is just not gray and shooty and kind of dull or like mature. You know, I'm not that excited about Sea of Thieves, but at least it's different. Maybe show me some fun ReCore stuff. Which I think they'll do, but just something that just changes the color palette, changes the feel. Have fun, you know.
Yeah,
something lighthearted. Then moving right along to Ubi. I said I want Aisha Tyler to mention Girl Wood because I want that joke to never die, even though it's the worst joke ever. I think from
she's funny on Whose Line Is It Anyway. I don't know why she's so not funny on these things.
She is good on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
I don't think she's always. Like, when she's off script, when she's not reading from the teleprompter, she's, like, she has a magnetic quality. Like, she's entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, she cracks jokes. I think the problem is when they feed her terrible material, there's only so much you can do with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I have no problem with her hosting. I would also love to see from them more small games. I love that they, you know, are highlighting, like, you know, Child of Light, even though I didn't think the game was that great. Valiant Hearts, Grow Home, more of that stuff, please. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm kind of excited to see if Watch Dogs 2 will let me hack all the time, because I actually really like the hacking in Watch Dogs. I thought that was the most fun part of that game. So if they are smart enough to let me just stand, like, 500 feet away from an objective and hack my way into it, then I might actually consider playing that game.
Hmm.
So I'd like to see what they do with it, because I think there were some interesting nuggets in Watch Dogs. So I'd like to see that expanded upon. So yeah, that's Microsoft newbie for me. What about you, Jamie?
We're talking about Microsoft?
Mm-hmm. Microsoft newbie.
And Ubi, okay. So with Microsoft, I don't want to hear about the Scorpio. And I'll just say now, in terms of consoles, I don't want to hear about the Scorpio. I don't want to hear about Neo. I do want to hear about NX.
You want to hear about Neo, by the way. They announced it already, and they said
exactly,
it won't be E3, which is crazy.
Yeah, well, I think that's a smart idea, because they have to talk about their VR stuff, right? And they don't want to share.
Yeah.
They don't want to share the stage with it. But that's what I was about to say. So specifically in regards to Microsoft, I don't want to hear about Scorpio, because I want them to come out and say, even without Scorpio, we've partnered with Oculus, and we're bringing you this Oculus thing. It's either going to... I don't care if it's, like, just the same Oculus, or if it's, like, a cheaper...
The Oculus
Xbox
One.
Yeah, the Oculus One. Like a $200 peripheral for your Xbox One. This won't encourage me to buy an Xbox One, but I am bullish on VR, and I hope that it gets a mass audience acceptance, and I think that the only way it's going to happen is if not just PlayStation, but all the consoles in some way embrace it. So, hopefully that'll happen with Microsoft. The other thing I want to see with Microsoft is God, what's that game? Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah. Okay.
I want them to bring that to PC, because I've wanted to play that game for a while. That's pretty much it. And I want to see what they're doing with Halo, because there's like this Halo Wars stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I want to see what they announce with that. And in terms of Ubisoft, I want them to show me how in they were talking about this on the Giant Beast cast. I want them to say in Watch Dogs 2, you can go up to a person in a city and talk to them, and you can like interact on a micro level with NPCs in a city, and you can like really enjoy being in this really immersive environment. Whereas apparently in the first game, even though I didn't play it, like I guess you can like scan people and figure out their blood type, but you can't go up to them and just say hi. Like I want to feel fully
it's
immersed
a
in
for the connected world.
Well, yeah. In the original game, it'd be like it'd have some random like fortune cookie fact alongside them. It was like addicted to gambling, and you're like,
yeah,
okay,
pretty much.
Cool, neat.
Enjoys torture porn,
right? Yeah.
It's like I want to see that, and then I want to go up to that guy who enjoys torture porn and have him say something to me that's totally not about torture porn. I want him to be like, "Did you catch the game last night?"
And
like,
then he says, because he has a ball gag in.
So that's what I want.
Good wants. What about you, Griff?
I think okay. My first question is, what's it going to take for me to get you guys into an Xbox One? Like, what would be the pie-in-the-sky situation in which you purchased an Xbox One?
Smaller 2 terabyte with a better new controller plus an Oculus One for no more than $400.
Okay.
That would not be enough for me.
I'm kind of in the same boat as Jamie, except I do like the current controller a lot. It's way better than the PlayStation.
Here's the problem. So that's a great deal, but what do you do once you get it? Like, there's not...
Yeah.
What is there?
Right.
They're in a very unenviable position, because exclusives are less of a thing now, and I just don't... I guess if they have the better hardware, but I'm kind of moving away from consoles right now, so I don't really know what would win me over for them. I think they really need to... I think they would... To get me on board, we'd have to be hitting the reset button for everyone, and they'd have to have a more diverse lineup. They'd have to show an interest of attracting a lot of different types of gamers, not just people who are like very like enjoy like shooters with some light narrative elements. They just need more variety of products. They need to be starting over. That's really what I would need from them. I don't really need a peripheral as much as I just need them to be like, hey, check out how new and interesting and like devoted to attracting a lot of different types of people we are, which I don't feel like they are right now.
Yeah. I agree with both of you guys. Like, I feel like there needs to be some kind of mentality shift over there that changes it from, hey, we were on top once and we did it because of, like Jeff said, kind of like the shooter with light narrative elements and exclusivity. Like, they kind of need to figure out what Microsoft really is.
Exactly. Identity.
Yeah. And speaking of which, when you put Viva Pinata down on the dock, I'm like, oh shit, like, I love Viva Pinata so much, so I would like to see that. Honestly, I'm just along for the ride for Microsoft, because I actually rewatched last year's press conference, and I was like, wow, they, like, workman style just knocked that thing out of the park. They did a real good job with that press conference, but nothing wowed. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, of course, Sony did so much better, because they, you know, dropped all those bombs. But it was an excellent, just very good press conference to watch. So I'm kind of hoping for the same. I should say I'm expecting the same, where it's like they're going through the motions of like, here's the next Forza game. Here's the next Gears of War game. Mm-hmm. But what I really hope is they take, you know, a cue from Sony's kind of player-friendly, self-aware deck, and they do that, and they do something nuts, and it's I want to see something crazy out of Microsoft.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that of all the press conferences, I think that they need the biggest, huge surprise.
Yeah,
whether that is Oculus partnership or whatever, I think they need.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, and that's the other side of it, is like, I want them to veer away from this VR bullshit and say, no, AR, we're committed to AR. Here is our heads-up display thing. And it's like, it's going to launch in the next 2 years. It's better than VR because augmented reality is better than VR. So they double down on that and push harder into that and away from Oculus.
It would be... You have their HoloLens. I mean,
HoloLens is so good!
So to me, it's all the same. Like, I'm with you. I'm more excited for AR than VR. But, like, either one of them kind of fulfills the same dream of mine. So I'm down for whichever.
No, I want to be in real life space and look at it augmented, not looking at a TV really close.
I want the one that makes my... anime pillow lady become a real thing that I can touch.
Did you hear about that guy who brought a anime body pillow to prom?
Warcraft?
Oh no, I saw one thing for prom. It was great. Oh,
okay, there was a guy who brought it to the Warcraft premiere as well.
Nice.
And then just to wrap up for my stuff, the Ubisoft press conference. I have zero interest in Watch Dogs 2. I kind of like Ubisoft is probably the least interesting frontier for me for what's going on. I hope maybe that they would show Beyond Good and Evil, but again, it will never happen. So that's a thing. I don't know. Ubisoft will continue to be Ubisoft, and I just hope they have some embarrassing moment like they do every year.
I don't know. Rainbow Six Siege was really good. I didn't ever own it, but I watched a lot of gameplay, and that's a really good team shooter. I think people were prepared to write it off so quickly, but they have some cool stuff. I think For Honor will be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind then.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Whatever. It's not gonna dethrone Overwatch.
I mean,
nothing can dethrone Overwatch. Like,
no.
Honestly.
It won't.
So you're just, this is like runner-up in the beauty pageant situation, where you're like, Miss Congeniality, well done. Okay, back to Overwatch.
I don't know. They're an interesting crew. Their open world stuff's getting pretty tired, but I don't know. I can't hate them. I can't.
I'm not saying I hate them. It's the most uninteresting spot of all of these things right now for me.
Well, I hope that Eve comes out and surprises you and gives you something that makes you happy.
Yeah, that'd be great.
At the end,
that'd be great. Give me a happy ending,
Aisha
Eve.
Tyler's lips.
All right, Jeff.
We didn't talk. Oh, go on.
I was gonna say let's do the something beyond Sony and Nintendo because those are gonna be the last two that we'll touch on here.
Yeah. Did you want to say something first, Jamie?
No, I just wanted to clarify where we're going. So next we are going Sony, Nintendo, or no?
Yep, that's the order.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
So for Sony, again, I find myself in this weird position where I just don't know what to expect because last year was big.
Right.
This year I've heard some things that I don't like. Like I heard about the Neo, which I'm not thrilled about, although I think they continue to kind of mitigate that in my eyes. Not crazy about VR, and I think they're going to talk about that a lot.
Yep.
Obviously, I'd love to see more of Horizon, because I think that is an awesome concept.
Oh, absolutely,
I saw last year, and I'm super excited to play that game, so that's great. Good exclusive, Sony. I want to see a new Naughty Dog IP. I think The Last of Us 2 is pretty widely rumored, and I would be happy to see it. I love The Last of Us, even though I don't think it needs a sequel. I'd play the sequel. But I want to see them do something different. I think they're so talented, and I'd love to see a broader stable of experiences from them. And then I want Japanese projects. Show me dumb Asian stuff that people don't like, but I do. We've already seen The Last Guardian from IGN, so I don't know what they're going to show of that. Maybe give me a release date. And show me something else that's cool that I can get excited about. So that's Sony for me. And then Nintendo... honestly, I mean, I feel like we know exactly what we're going to see from them, but I'd really love for them to announce Mother 3, please. Mm-hmm. Like, just bring that out of the treehouse. Someone just starts playing it, and then we can all be excited. Have Shigesato Itoi come out again and be like, hey, surprise, special announcement, like he did last year. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. I want Zelda to have cool items again. I feel like Zelda items are so by the book at this point. Like, stop. The bow and arrow is not a big thing anymore. Just don't. Give me something weird. I want weird Zelda, man. Mm-hmm. Reggie, I want Reggie to do memes. Do all the memes, Reggie.
Doge, Reggie.
Or either that, or just insult people for not owning your console, or like just be tone deaf in the way that only Reggie can be.
Right.
And obviously, if they could say anything about the NX, I'd be thrilled, but I don't think they will.
So. Yeah.
J-Matt.
So for PlayStation, I think we're going to get Last of Us 2 teaser trailer, and I'm going to describe how I want it to go. So I want it to start... We're not going to know that it's the Last of Us 2 teaser trailer until, like, the last just, like, split second of the trailer, because it's going to be two characters who we've never seen before conversing, and we're like, what game is this? This is weird, but the dialogue is so good and well-crafted. This, mm-hmm. like, what could this possibly be? And then at the very end, one of them gets killed by a zombie, and then it's like, The Last of Us 2. and it's like... And it's, like, not the same characters. Because if it's Joel and Ellie, I am going to be so mad. I'm going to be furious. I want a different story in that universe. And then I also, for Sony, I want them to completely blow VR. Like, I want them to hit it out of the park. I do want them to spend a substantial portion of their press conference on it. Because they're the ones who are going to be leading the charge. I think they have the capability of, like, making VR actually good, unlike any other company can. Unlike Oculus, unlike Vive, I think that Sony's going to be driving the charge for quality VR titles in, like, the next 2 or 3 years. And I think that they're going to deliver. And I want it to be indie-focused. So I want them to really hit games like GNOG? Is that... What it's called?
GNOG, yep.
I want them to hit GNOG hard. I want them to hit titles like that hard because I think that I think that VR games, at least for the next couple of years, the best experiences will be smaller experiences. And I don't think they're going to figure out how you, like, move in 3D space well enough to give us, like, a nice AAA game for at least a while. So that's really what I want from Sony. And then in terms of Nintendo, I'm of two minds in terms of the NX. Part of me wants to hear about it because I want some reassurance that company isn't just, like, imploding in on itself. Mm-hmm. I want them to be confident, and I want them to come out and say, look at this, we're so proud of this, we've been thinking about it for a long time, look at all the developers we have on board, blah, blah, blah. Then again,
partnerships.
Yeah.
If they don't come out and say that, and they don't reference it at all in any way, which they probably won't,
yeah.
I feel like that's also, in a way, a vote of confidence because they don't want to come out too early and, like, raise expectations when there isn't much there. So I don't know. I guess I could go either way. And if we're just talking about what we want to see.
Yes.
I want to see Super Mario Galaxy 3,
yes.
which will be on both Wii U and the NX.
Ooh.
That's what I want.
Mm. I'd take it on just NX. I'd be fine with that. Push me to your new platform. Bring some life to that company.
Yeah, really. Don't hamstring it on the Wii U.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, honestly. I mean, not that I think they're the kind of company where it would be hamstrung on the Wii U, but just make me excited about your new console. Just give me a reason.
Right.
You know, I want one desperately. But yeah, I hope that they are holding back to prepare for a big event where they just drop bombs.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have no way of knowing. Until that big event happens, we're just going to live in this world of uncertainty with that company. It really sucks. So.
Yep. Okay, so for... I'm going to do... Just since we're on the... I don't want to shake things up too crazy. But Sony, yes. Honestly, my fear is this is going to be the most VR-heavy conference, and I have zero interest in that. So I'm really nervous that it's going to be a lot of that BS. I just hope that it's more of a focus on PlayStation exclusives, like whatever Naughty Dog is doing. I don't care about Crash Bandicoot.
Nobody who has any intelligence cares about Crash Bandicoot.
You guys talked about the Naughty Dog IP, you know, potentially The Last of Us 2 or something different. Like, that's fine and good. I think this year, unfortunately, will be a lot of... kind of rehashing of the past, because they'll probably, like you said, date Last Guardian and have that as their winter game. I do love that Horizon Zero Dawn, but they did just put that trailer out too. So
February, right?
Yeah, next of 2017.
Yep.
I hope that this is not the showcase for Call of Duty Infinite. I hope that PlayStation, like Jeff said, does their weird PlayStation thing. But I feel like they went in so hard last year and just knocked it out of the park that it's going to be a tough follow up at this point.
For sure. I wonder if they acknowledge that, like, oh, it's going to be tough. Yeah.
I guess, honestly, if my one wish for Sony would be that they show Persona 5 on stage, like a live demo of it being played. And that's a big, big ask.
Yeah. Didn't they just show some stuff on Persona quite recently?
Maybe yeah, there was a Japanese trailer that came out that showed some new stuff. But and then the America date for 2017, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
So Nintendo, kind of. I mean, what can you say? my hope is Mother 3 because I want to play that and love it, you know, in a legitimate way.
I really want them to announce it. I'll worry about what they do to change it after they announce it.
It's my biggest wish because I don't think it's going to happen. And then my most realistic thing that I'm most excited for is just seeing no new Pokemans for Nintendo. That's I don't care about Zelda. I want to see new Pokemans.
I'm gonna they need to win me over with Zelda. I'll be honest. They've lost me a little bit. I think they don't quite understand what makes Zelda good.
Right.
Even though
Link Between Worlds was excellent,
incredible, great game. But yeah. I don't think they quite get it on the consoles anymore, which really sucks.
No.
Because there are some super amazing elements in those games, but they're also just marred by really harebrained decisions.
Mm-hmm. So, we gotta make it 60 hours.
Yeah, hopefully the new one has more than three worlds that you have to traverse three separate times.
Right.
That'd be awesome if they could do that.
Do you think there'll be a Lady Link?
Ooh. I'm gonna say no.
Mm. Absolutely not.
I think that they will do the crappiest thing they can possibly do, and they will actually have a Lady Link, but they will go out of their way to explain that it's not regular Link. But it isn't.
I don't think Linkle is the answer, though. Even though I love Linkle, I think she's entertaining
right.
in that game.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do Linkle.
No.
I don't want them to do Linkle either. She's better as a spinoff character.
Yeah.
So...
All right, guys. Well, that's the ball game.
Wait.
Oh,
I have a question.
We didn't talk about
question.
The PC press conference.
No. I have a genuine question. So, does CD Projekt Red have its own thing, or like, what is that? Like, are they? When do they talk about stuff?
Witcher.
Cyberpunk is still pretty far off.
Yeah, they specifically said they're going to keep focusing on The Witcher Oh, you're saying, like, do they have a conference?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
No.
So when do they, if they have anything, would they just shove it into someone else's conference?
They would probably have to. Just like Take-Two would, you know, like if there's going to be a new GTA.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
You guys don't think that we're going to get... Because they're definitely going to
Red Dead.
I think they're coming... They're coming out with a Gwent game. I think they're going to talk about that. I'm pretty stoked for that. Do you guys think that they're going to talk about, or we're going to see anything about the Cyberpunk thing they're doing?
When did they show Cyberpunk for the first time? I feel like that was during someone else's press conference.
There was a trailer. That was pretty much it. They haven't shown gameplay.
So you don't think we're going to get anything more?
No, it was. I think there was a website that launched, and it was even before The Witcher 3 came out, and it was. More or less just them saying, hey, like, we have this down the pipe, but it's going to not be till 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think we're going to see anything more about that?
I could totally see.
I mean, it could go either way. I would not be surprised if we got something.
Right. I would hope so. I also really hope that they show Prey 2 off in whatever means that, or whatever that ends up being at Bethesda, but... I mean, I'm also scared of what that could be.
Mm. Where do you guys think Square Enix is going to show that Chrono Trigger sequel that they're definitely making?
There's no Square Enix press conference thing this year, so
there's no Square Enix. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to be doing.
They're going to show I Am Setsuna during the PlayStation.
Maybe.
That game's getting kind of panned in the East.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was bad when I played it, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I watched you play it. I didn't play it. But I was more.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Jamie.
I'm excited. I'm still on board for Setsuna. I'll buy it probably. Jamie, tell you guys how bad it is when it comes out.
Do you think they might do a near PC? Do you think there's a chance?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's... Especially, I would be really excited to hear that from them. Because, Jamie, I think that'd be a great chance for you to experience that game.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope so. With Square Enix's kind of shift towards PC culture, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if they did. Do it?
I think just pop it in the middle of the show somewhere. Just, you don't have to announce it in any event. Just drop a trailer.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be a nice little move. That would make me feel warm and fuzzy about them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Any other final thoughts before we wrap up here? We're going a little bit long.
None for me.
Yeah, there's a bunch
more
of games.
Amiibos.
More amiibos, probably. A bunch of games were announced before E3. I don't think we need to really talk about any of them. That Agents of Mayhem game doesn't look that great.
Oh, I disagree.
I think that looks pretty good.
It's a CG trailer. I am so excited. How do we know anything about it? I will say,
you know a lot about it. You know about the tone of it.
Motherfuckers is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The guy called in his stunt double because he can't be bothered. This game's going to be great.
Right. Maybe. And the trailer ends with them being like, hey, this is pretty much just Saints Row. So I expect Saints Row.
Yeah. I expect multiplayer shooter, but is it going to be Overwatch?
No, nope. No. They've specifically said it's like you control three characters.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood.
So either it's going to be you switch between three characters like GTA style, or it is you pick one character and you can play this this level as them or something like that. Kind of like they did with the Get Out of Hell, where you can be Johnny or Kinsey. Like, you just pick this character and they have these extra moves and you can develop them in a direction.
All right, I care more now. I seriously thought it was just a straight up multiplayer shooter.
No.
Okay. No, I care more now. All right.
Volition's not going to do you wrong like that.
All right. I'm back on. That was cool. Hey, how about... Did you guys watch that Deus Ex footage? That shit's going to be hot. I'm excited.
Yeah, I did. I'm super pumped for that.
So ready.
Wait, which one? The regular game, the Go game, or the Breach game?
The regular game.
Yeah.
The Go game looked bad from the 2 seconds that they showed. I was like, oh, this looks lame. But I'm sure it'll be good, because all the other Go games have been great.
Sure.
So...
Awesome. Anybody confused by Kingdom Hearts? Because I sure am.
I don't fucking understand that franchise, man.
Yeah, me either. Okay, good.
How many times have their memories been wiped? At least 50.
Right. Read a wiki before you can even play that game.
Yep.
All right, I think that'll be it. We'll catch it around after the whole conference shakes out and E3 is over, and we'll kind of double back and see how we did on our quote Jamie's poker predictions.
So good.
But this is going to be the end of Boss Barrel 100 something. And gross. Onwards and upwards towards E3. I'm Griff Yay. Hoffman.
I'm Jeff Brewer.
I'm James Scherer. All
right, guys. I got to get some breakfast.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. That was a crazy